USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. All eyes are on Washington, where the House and Senate are expected to approve a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package by the end of today. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia tells CBSN that he feels it will get an overwhelming bipartisan vote.
I feel very, very good about it. Extending unemployment benefits for folks who are hit the hardest. $600 check for an adult and a $600 check for a dependent in a family that is low or moderate income. Housing assistance, food assistance, small business assistance, and then sizable funding both for healthcare and vaccinations and K-12 and higher ed institutions. It's a very needed package.
A late night deal on Saturday cleared the way for a vote in Congress with another midnight Sunday deadline looming to pass another permanent funding bill so lawmakers can leave for Christmas break. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
President Trump continues his legal fight in the 2020 election. His campaign team filed an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court today asking for cases by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to change the state's mail-in balloting law to be reversed. The president's team argues that by changing the law, the state Supreme Court violated Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution and the Bush v. Gore ruling. The president is heading back to Georgia. He tweeted today that he will visit the Peach State the day before two Senate runoffs in January that will determine control of the Senate. Trump has said repeatedly that he won Georgia. Pete Buttigieg, former South Bend, Indiana mayor and nominee for Secretary of Transportation in President-elect Joe Biden's administration, on CNN's State of the Union, says the American people have spoken.
I just hope that across the party and across the country, there's an understanding about how important it is that we remain committed to democracy. It is the cornerstone of what it is to be American, and we have got to get back to that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
NASA is hyping up Monday's epic sky show. Here's USA Radio's Dan DeRocky.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in 400 years. The merging of the two bright objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas Star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon that usually happens every 20 years will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And a degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it at arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
Dr. Throop says in order to see the conjunction, head outside about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st and look over the horizon towards the southwest. The planets will be at their closest on Monday night, but will still be extremely bright on the nights of the 20th and 22nd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRocky.
It is believed that in the 6th century BCE, the three wise men followed a star that led them to Bethlehem, where they found the newly born Jesus Christ. Astronomers have tried for centuries to uncover the truth. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.